If we look at the origins for Chinese imports, it's almost 100% Canadian at this point in time. But if we look further back in history, there were some flows going from Australia. Now, of course, because of trade relationships being strained on that front, at the moment, there's not such a flow. However, there has been some relaxation with some coal trade flows restarting between Australia and China. So that's something that is worth monitoring. Should this trend extend to agricultural commodities, one could wonder whether China might turn to Australia for a bit of rapeseed, particularly if we think by the end of the marketing year, most of the Canadian canola will have been exported.